Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 6. And today we're talking about how ownership impacts the effectiveness of your estate plan. So if this is your first time listening with us, I want to encourage you to go back and listen from episode 1. I've designed the first 10 episodes of the podcast to be an introduction to estate planning issues. So if you're new to the estate planning process, the first 10 episodes are going to give you a really good foundation on which to build. So as I said, today we're going to be talking about how ownership impacts your estate plan. Now, really, that's because how someone owns property is going to dictate what happens with it if they become incapacitated or when they pass away. Who they own it with, if it has beneficiary designations, if they own it outright or in a trust. All of these issues are going to give us different outcomes. So let's talk about what happens when someone dies, for example. So if a person dies and they own property jointly with someone else, a spouse, for example, then the surviving owner continues to own that asset. They don't need to do anything from a legal or a court standpoint to get control of that asset. If it's a bank account, an investment account, whatever it is, they just continue to own it. And they will need to go to that institution, for example, to remove the deceased owner's name from the account, but they don't need to go to court to get it transferred to them. If someone has an account or a piece of real estate that they own in their name, then they're going to have something done with that property to get it transferred to the next owners. If they own it in trust, then the successor trustees will be able to do what needs to be done with it, because when the trust is the owner, the trustee has authority to do things with that asset, and they can without getting the courts involved to get that authority. So let me tell you a story about a situation where, you know, ownership did not match the estate plan. So years ago, a woman came to me. Her mother had passed away. I'd never met the mother or worked with the mother, but she had a will that left everything to her daughter. So the daughter came to me and said, "Can you help me administer my mom's estate?" And I said, "Well, what property did she own and how did she own it?" We discovered that it was all owned with her husband. And I said, "I'm sorry, there's nothing that is going to be controlled by this will. Everything is owned jointly with your mom's husband, and he is the owner. There's nothing under this will that will go to you." So in that situation, you know, the mother had an estate plan. She owned her property in a way that did not allow her estate plan to control her property. So when we're talking about estate planning, it's critical to make sure that a person's assets align with that estate plan so that all the needs and goals are met, whether that's through ownership or beneficiary designations or however the plan is supposed to work. So as we continue on, we'll be talking about, well, how do we make sure that the plans align, and what are the different goals that we can have, and what impact will ownership of the assets have on those goals and those plans? And I hope you'll continue to watch, listen, and will join us next week. We're going to be talking specifically about living trusts and how they are used to avoid probate. I hope you'll join us for that. If we can help you with your estate planning, or if you have questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Our contact information is in the show notes. So thanks for listening. We hope it's helpful, and we'll see you next week. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. If you live in Ohio or Michigan, and you'd like to schedule a no-cost strategy session with me or one of our attorneys, you can request an appointment through our website. The links are in the episode notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.